And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, film critic Dan Hudak catches up with Kareem Tapch and Matt Walter of O Cinema to find out about their upcoming events. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Broward Arts calendar features Jody Horn Leshinsky. Songwriters stoked the star-making machinery behind the popular song. To quote Joni Mitchell, songs become ingrained in our memories, evoking traces of the important events in our lives. It might be a smell, a touch, our first dance, our first kiss. In 1964, a hit by the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk, became a summer theme song for a generation. A few years later, in 1966, a number one hit for the Young Rascals, Good Lovin', gave many Americans rockin' musical memories. The co-composer of those classic pop tunes joins us today, Mr. Artie Resnick. He was nominated for induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012 with the co-composer of those tunes, Mr. Kenny Young. He is still writing today with a great South Florida talent, Mr. Dale Powers. Dale, who is originally from Chicago, has been a fixture on the South Florida musical scene for decades with his Jump and Jive swing band. He is a throat cancer survivor and now has a Satchmo-like quality to his vocals. In fact, his most recent recording is a tribute to Louis Armstrong called Satch in the Lights. His current band has held down the gig at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel's Council Oak Lounge for the past 11 years, where he performs great pop, rock, and swing classics together with his original material with his band comprised of quite notable South Florida musicians. And we want to welcome to South Florida Arts Beat, Artie and Dale. Gentlemen, it's an honor.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
Yes, indeed. Well, Artie, take me back to the early 60s when you and your co-author Kenny Young were composing the classic pop tune Under the Boardwalk. Tell me, what was going on for you both back in the early 60s?
Well, I met Kenny back then. I found him walking down the hall with a guitar over his back in of the Brill Building.
Ooh, you were in the Brill Building.
Yeah. I grabbed a hold of him. Bobby Darin had just bought a firm called TM Music. It was on the ninth floor of the Brill Building. And I brought him up. I said, let me see what you do. He played a couple of things. I liked what he did. We became friends, and we started writing together. And that's when Boardwalk came out a couple of years later. He actually gave me the title. I had nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if I wanted to write it. And luckily, I said yes. And didn't take long before the song was written.
So let me ask you, you actually had that experience? Under the Boardwalk, where? In Jersey, where?
No.
Keep it clear.
Everybody asked me that. I tried to sell Nathan's on an advertisement Under the Boardwalk.
Because I tell you, I did, probably because of that song. I mean, I grew up in Maryland, and we had a great boardwalk town in Ocean City. I mean, every state had an Ocean City. I think there's one in Jersey and whatnot. And you know, that song was in my mind, so it's emblazoned in my memory.
I don't want to disappoint you, but it's Coney Island.
Coney Island. All right. All right. Well, tell me, a few years later, Artie, you both penned another classic pop tune, Good Lovin', and how did that one come about?
That was Rudy Clark and me. I always needed a partner. I came into the music business. I had no idea what music was. I just wanted to write songs. I had a friend, Barry Mann, who became Barry
great,
Mann, you
great,
lost that
great songwriter.
Feeling. Yeah, he and Cynthia's wife, and we were friends for years.
She a great songwriter as well.
Cynthia. Yeah. Well, I was sick of doing what I was doing, selling dresses in Ohio, and Barry came up.
At least
to
you
me.
Weren't wearing them.
Yeah, right. That's true. Anyway, Barry, I used to go up to, Alden Music in 1650 Broadway, and Barry be in his little cubicles at all the writers, Carole King, and Goffin, her husband, and just
Goffin.
Barry and Cynthia. He played me these songs. He played me on Broadway. He played me Uptown. He played me I Love How You Love Me. And I was just insane for what he was doing. I loved it so much. He was so excited about his work, and I hated what I was doing.
Yeah. So, well, what an incredibly creative environment the Brill Building must have been. Give me some feelings about that.
Well, we had Lieber and Stoller there. Oh, and of course, Bobby used
incredible
to come in
producers.
From California.
They were great writers, too, though. Yeah, Lieber and Stoller. Kansas City?
Kansas City.
One of the Elvis, early Elvis.
The Elvis Presley. They were the best. I mean, but we're talking about Good Love, and it was a Good Love and record before I was called in to rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that existed was the chorus. And they were trying to get it recorded, and nobody would do it with the lyric that was on it. So I said, I was asked by Rudy to come in and rewrite it. And that took 20 minutes. I was finished. I was very happy because I loved the demo. And the rest is history there.
You got a book in you, Artie.
I have what?
You have a book in you. You need to write a book about that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Brill Building.
You know,
I want to read it. I got to tell you.
I tell you how many times I started that. But
Dale, when did you meet Artie, and how did you both get together to start composing songs?
Well, you know, actually, Ed, you had a hand in that.
Uh-oh, don't blame it on me.
Right. That's how he got stuck with me. I was doing the Jump and Jive thing.
Yeah, great swing band.
You interviewed me on your show, and Artie was living in Hollywood at the time. And he happened to tune into the show, and said, who is this guy, you know, and got interested. And then a friend of ours, was it Jeff?
Yeah, Martin, yeah.
Okay, he said, oh, you know, he said, Artie, you guys should get together. He said, yeah, I just heard him on this show. So we had an introduction.
Oh, that's great.
Artie had kind of retired from writing.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes.
So I had and I'm going, oh, God, it's Artie Resnick. I'm scared to even go up to him, right? So we get an invitation to the house. We're going to go for dinner. I show up with a pad, pens, a rhyming dictionary. He said, now, wait a minute. All I was doing was making cabbage rolls here. And I said, okay. I didn't want to scare him. So we had the cabbage rolls, which, by the way, Artie is a fabulous cook.
Wow.
And then we would write music after that. And I was playing the gig in Hollywood at O'Hara's, and he lived right down the street. Oh. So every Thursday night after that, I would come to his house. He would make a fabulous dinner, and we would write. Then I'd go to the gig.
Wow, what a wonderful story. Thanks for including me. tell me about your process, guys. Songwriting process amazes me. Does it come to you just out of a burst of lightning? Is a tune a result of a jam session, just playing music and you hear a nice melody, or is it something in between?
I think it's all of the above, you know. You just have to have a simpatico, a relationship with a person of trust. It develops, you know. I can't write with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've written with four or five people, that's all. And two or three people I wrote with, we had hits. And Dale, I'm sure we're going to have a smash together.
Mm-hmm.
He's wonderful talent, and I was very lucky that he forced me to write.
To come out of retirement.
Well, you know, and I've got to say that Artie, he is like a fountain overflowing with ideas all the time. He has got so many. I need another lifetime to finish 90 albums. He's always calling me up. I got this great idea. And it is a great idea. You know, and he's got papers written down everywhere. Titles, I mean, all they need to be doing is developed. His mind works so fast that he doesn't complete them, but man, he spits them out. And then that's when I go, hold on, wait, that idea, let's back up. Let's put this groove to it, and then we complete
it. That's when the going gets rough. Then I go for the other. Hey, Dale, get me out of this trouble.
So you guys both keep journals? You wake up in the middle of the night, oh, I got a great line here.
It's just a relationship. It's a give and take.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that you're the boss, then you don't have a relationship.
Uh-huh.
But if you can respect your other writer and take his suggestions, which I always do. He always comes up with something great. And you know, between the two of us, we make our way through the song. And when it's finished, nobody could tell me that we didn't write it together. Or you wrote this, or I write that. That's nonsense. You write a song, because if I say and you say the, and it winds up the in the song, you're still a part of that song. And that's the way it is.
Quick question. Who's your favorite, Artie, songwriting duo?
Songwriter,
just one.
Okay,
who
Carol
jumps
and
out?
Jerry.
Okay, All right. Dale? Well,
I'm a Lennon-McCartney fan.
Oh gosh. He was a, wow.
I forgot about
that's
that.
That's like asking who's my favorite girl. Yeah. Now, this is not real easy here. You know,
of course, we all have many favorites. More info at dalepowers.com. We want to speak with Artie Resnick and Dale Powers in our second segment and find out a little bit about what they're up to these days. There's some videos out. There's some new tunes out. And we will rejoin Artie and Dale in just a moment here on South Florida Arts Beat. Please stay with us. Oh, that's what you got to say now.